You're listening to Comedy Central.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
COVID-19, the pandemic that's harder to get rid of than a serial killer in a hockey mask. This past year sometimes felt like an endless repetition of Netflix, crafts, and boring little walks around the neighborhood. Hell, I took so many walks, I started naming the fire hydrants.
Hey, what's going on, Yellow? Sprinkly! Yeah, good to see you! Richard! Where's my f***ing money, Richard? I don't forget! You told me you needed to buy a new nut to close the water hole, and you didn't pay me. I'll kill you, Richard! I don't forget.
But now, things are suddenly moving very fast in the right direction. The only question is, are they moving fast enough?
After a weekend of Easter gatherings and a record number of spring break travelers, the fear this morning, another dangerous surge is looming. Michigan now seeing the country's largest spike in cases, reporting its highest daily count since early December. While infections are rising in over 20 states, health experts aren't in agreement that a fourth wave is imminent.
We will see in the next 2 weeks the highest number of cases reported globally since the beginning of the pandemic.
I think that there's enough immunity in the population that you're not going to see a true fourth wave of infection. What we're seeing is pockets of infection around the country.
This as the vaccine rollout is picking up pace. The CDC says more than 3 million doses are now being distributed every day, and over 18% of Americans are fully vaccinated.
That's right, people. America may be entering a fourth wave of coronavirus. This pandemic is getting more spin-offs than Law and Order. But the good news is, and I really mean this, focus on the good news. The fourth wave might not be as big as earlier waves because so many people are being vaccinated. Yeah, so in many ways, it could end up being like when the wave comes around for the fourth time at a baseball game. Ooh, yeah, all right. Now, the problem is that we just don't know yet. Some experts are saying things are about to get worse, and some experts are saying things are getting better. It actually makes it hard to know how cautious we should be. That's why I am not taking any chances. I have started licking doorknobs again, but just to be safe, I put a condom on them first. Basically, right now, we're in a race between the people who are masking and getting vaccinated and the people who are spreading the virus. And when you think about it, that's been the question with every big issue in history. You know, are the people solving the problem faster than the people causing the problem? Are the people fixing the climate going faster than the people changing it? Are the people building sewage systems faster than the people shitting in the streets? Are we producing King Kongs fast enough to fight the Godzillas? We never make enough Kongs! Regardless, you want to be one of the people fixing the problem. So please, get vaccinated so that you can go back to living your life and keep your mask on so that you can stay safe. And because time is of the essence here, if you do see the coronavirus, you know what you gotta do. You gotta stall. Oh, hey, Corona. Yeah, no, I know you wanna come into my lungs, but before that, I was just wondering, do you have any good podcasts you'd recommend? Uh-huh. Wow, with serial killers. Oh, that's cool. And then like, uh-huh. So do the...
Yeah! That's right! I got the vaccine, bitch! Woo!
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar, Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The coronavirus vaccine. It's the reason Pfizer has groupies now. As more and more people get vaccinated, it's going to be safer for all sorts of places to open up again. But the question is, how will businesses know which of their customers actually have been vaccinated? Well, one possibility that's come up is a whole different kind of V-card.
Beyond those vaccine record cards people get when they receive their shots, there has been talk about carrying vaccine passports.
Vaccine passports, proof of vaccinations to get into concerts, sporting events, or even travel. With no national standard, states, companies, and healthcare providers are now coming up with their own options. New York State releasing Excelsior Pass for people to upload digital vaccine information and COVID test results. While overseas, many European countries, Japan, Israel, and global airlines are pushing their own vaccine passports, hoping to jumpstart tourism.
Yes! Welcome to the world of vaccine passports, which I think are a great and simple way to show that you're immune from corona. I mean, I've just been going around yelling that I've been shot, and you'd think people would relax knowing that I've been vaccinated, but they always seem to freak out. People are weird. People have become weird, am I right? Not to mention, this can help give businesses peace of mind, you know? American businesses want to know that the customers legally carrying assault rifles into their store aren't going to sneeze on anyone. It's safe. And by the way, this isn't an actual passport, okay? Which is a good thing. Because my passport photos always end up looking like this. I don't know why you take the picture as I'm always sneezing. Also, why am I always sneezing? It's just proof of vaccination, which may sound like a novel idea, but it's really nothing new.
I like the idea of the passport in terms of identifying people. We do it all the time. You can't go to college without being vaccinated for meningococcus. You can't go to the Mecca on Hajj unless you've been vaccinated for the same bacteria. So we've used this in a zillion different places.
When I registered my kids for camp, I have to go get proof of their vaccination. When they go back to school, I'm going to have to show proof of their vaccination, not for COVID because they're not old enough, but for all the other things they get vaccinated for. I've traveled to many, many countries where you have to have a yellow card showing that you've been vaccinated for yellow fever. So none of this stuff is new.
That's right. People already have to prove that they've been vaccinated for a ton of reasons, right? Travelers have to be vaccinated to get into many countries. Kindergarteners, they have to get their cootie shot before they go to school. And college students can't enroll until they've been vaccinated because the last thing college students want is a meningitis breakout, ruining their gonorrhea breakout. But just like most things in America, vaccine passports aren't without controversy. In fact, Republican governors in Texas and Florida have already banned businesses in their state from requiring one. And the very idea of vaccine passports has Fox News so freaked out, they've started standing up for the undocumented.
The idea of a vaccine passport is un-American. It's likely unconstitutional.
This vaccine passport is just another way to control the American people. It's absolutely wrong. It's antithetical to freedom. It's antithetical to the American way.
A nightmare, Orwellian infrastructure of control, an unprecedented, undemocratic power grab.
It's wholly illegal. It's like saying, we'll just let private industry discriminate against Americans based on their biological characteristics, which was exactly what Nazi Germany did.
It's so ironic to me that China brought this pandemic to the rest of the world, and now Western countries are starting to act like China in terms of their surveillance, in terms of forcing people to do things to have control of all aspects of their lives.
I am not overstating this. I can't say it forcefully enough. This is literally the end of human liberty in the West.
Okay, first of all, this is not the end of human liberty in the West. Right? That happened in 2001 when they shut down Napster. Oh, so I can't own your song just because I never paid for it. That's some bullshit, man. I also wonder if anyone has ever said the phrase, I'm not overstating this, and then not completely overstated something. Like, has anyone ever said, I'm not overstating this, ham is made from pigs? And look, they can say that this is Nazi Germany, but nobody's forcing you to get a vaccine passport. Like, if you don't want one, don't get one. You'll just have to pay a coyote to sneak you into Dunkin' Donuts. Honestly, I really want to know what Fox News is going to do when there's an actual existential crisis, like a real one. Because everything for Fox News is a crisis. Everything. Dr. Seuss is a crisis. Vaccination cards are a crisis. If America's ever invaded, Fox is going to be like, yo, this is like that time they got rid of Mr. Potato Head's penis. Now look, just because Fox News is being dramatic doesn't mean that there aren't some legitimate concerns around a vaccine passport, especially if that passport ends up being a smartphone app.
I think if we're going to look at passports, we also have to look at equity with those passports. Fred, not everybody has a smartphone. I have lots of patients with flip phones, with those little burner phones where they get a certain number of minutes right, and it's done. And those patients, those people can't have these apps. So we need to find a solution that works for everybody. There's also got to be some kind of paperwork, some other way of doing this. Some ideas that have been floated out there are like the little bracelets that you get when you go to Disney where you scan through everything. Mm. What if we can get those to people? We need to really think about how to do this equitably so that everybody who has a vaccine can have some record of having had a vaccine.
That's right. Not everybody has a smartphone. So vaccine passports can't just be an app, but paper vaccine passports could have all kinds of issues too, you know? They can be forged, they can get lost, a girl could trick you into writing your phone number on it and now she's vaccinated, which is why we need to think outside the box. If you want an easy way for people to prove they're vaccinated, just leave the needle in. Or if that's impractical because it's a health hazard, then just make the passport t-shirt. Yeah, it's perfect for a night out at the bar or the opera, whatever. The point is, however we do vaccine passports, we need to make sure that they're accessible to everyone who wants it. Otherwise, it's not fair. And if we don't do vaccine passports, well, we need to come up with an easy way of identifying who didn't get the vaccine. Like, I don't know, maybe a hat? The coronavirus pandemic. It's the reason your glasses have been fogged up since last April. Although America is still vaccinating its people at a record pace, unfortunately, coronavirus is stepping up its game too.
This morning, the CDC says the dangerous, fast-spreading UK variant is now the dominant COVID-19 strain in the U.S., racing against the speed of an all-out push to vaccinate.
Public health experts say the variants are more transmissible among kids, who in the early days of the pandemic were not seen as high risk for infection or serious illness.
And now experts are concerned about what's being called a double mutant coronavirus variant, found in the U.S. for the first time in the San Francisco area.
Researchers say the variant, found in California's Bay Area, may have originated in India and carries two potentially concerning mutations of the virus.
You hear that, people? A double mutant coronavirus. Double. I never thought I'd see the day when I'd be nostalgic for original corona. Because every time this thing mutates, it just gets more dangerous. Like just once. I wish I could turn on the news and hear that a virus mutated in a good way.
This just in from the CDC. There's a new mutant corona strain that makes you perform better in bed.
And don't forget, this double mutant comes on top of the UK variant, which is now the dominant strain in America. So well done, King George. You played that long game. And look, the experts will tell you that this is just another reason to get everyone vaccinated, but none of these so-called doctors and scientists give you the other point of view. So we at The Daily Show made a PSA for why you maybe shouldn't get the vaccine. I know there are some people out there telling you not to get vaccinated. And you know what? They're right.
They are right.
They're so right.
They're right.
If we all get vaccinated, then life goes back to the way it used to be. And do we really want that?
Do you really want to drink at a bar with all of your friends? Instead of at home, where your family judges every single beer that you have.
Getting vaccinated means meeting new people to have sex with. Gross. Now warm washcloth in the shower? Sign me up.
Do you really want to watch the new James Bond movie on a huge screen with room-shaking sound? Hell no! I'm gonna watch it on my phone, as the director intended.
I don't want to eat my burger at the restaurant when it's hot and crispy. I wanted to spend some time traveling to my house first, so it's nice and mushy.
You want to get vaccinated so you can go to a Beyoncé concert? She has enough money.
And another thing about drinking, most public places won't let you bring your own beer bowl. That's right, beer bowl. It's an invention I made all by myself.
So let the people who get vaccinated walk around without a mask. As for me, I enjoy smelling my own breath. Tuna fish.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.